three tough games, I guess, this week. You lose a couple, but you get a nice win on Wednesday night. You go down to Columbia and beat Columbia Battle 48-43.
Yeah, you know, it was a rough week. All three games were on the road. To be honest with you, I think we played our best basketball on Thursday that we have in a while. We started off a little sluggish in the first quarter, but really battled back in the second, third, and fourth and gave them a game, tied it up there late. And really it was down to, you know, we had a shot to tie it up and missed that one and fouled them with, I think, 3.8 seconds left. And they made both the free throws to put it to five. But, you know, I was really pleased with our effort, the fight that our kids had. And, you know, again, playing three games on the road and to play with that much energy, you know, I was very proud of them.
Well, your girls, and like I say, you've been bitten by the injury bug this year, lost a couple of key players, but they keep battling. And, you know, you beat Battle, and beat them, and then you lost that tough game like you talked about to Hannibal. But you got to be proud with the effort the girls are putting out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, game in and game out. We had a slip-up Monday and took one on the chin pretty good there against a very talented Boonville team, but came back Wednesday and played a really physical battle team. Allie Schulte came up really big for us in that one. She had 13 rebounds on the night against, they had two post players that were, you know, really, really well, or did really, really good job. And one that made Emma look pretty average size. And, you know, Emma's right at that 6 foot mark. So she was a long, lanky girl. And, you know, Allie's a little bit, you know, she's kind of a beanpole down there, but she can jump out of the gym and really held her own and had a great game for us. And, you know, you look at what Hannah Pomeranke does for us, and, you know, she's just game in and game out. I don't know how the kid gives me so much each and every game. And the energy and effort that she puts out there is just fun to watch, fun to coach, and kind of makes you step back and be really proud of the product you're putting on the court.
Well, I understand that. You've got some good girls, very good girls on that team, and I know they gave you a great effort. Now, district starts, and you don't play this week. You got one more week of regular season, so you got a couple of conference games. Looks like you travel up to Kirksville, and then Moberly comes here on Thursday night, right?
Right. We've got a big senior night on Thursday against Moberly and make that long haul to Kirksville on Tuesday.
Well, what do you know? You played, I know Kirksville, I saw you when you played them at home, and that was a game that went right down to the wire. They got you in overtime, but that was a game could have gone either way. And in the Moberly game, the same way, you played down at Moberly about a month ago, and that's a game where Moberly played almost, I thought, a perfect fourth quarter. And you're right in both of those games, though.
Right, and that's, you know, that says a lot about our girls. You know, we haven't quite found a way to push it over the edge, but you know, they fight game in and game out and put themselves in games. And, you know, the majority of the games that we've lost this year have been by 5 points or less. You know, really excited to get these next two in. And even after the loss to Hannibal, Hannibal's been hot here as of late. You know, if we can come out and play with the energy that we did that second, third, and fourth quarter against these next two conference teams, I really think we can come out on the right side of things and try to get hot going into district and see if we can do some damage.
And real quickly, district starts a week after this next one. You head down to Jeff City.
Yes, we go to Jeff City tomorrow for our seed meeting, so we'll know where we stand then. And then a week from tomorrow will be the first round of districts there at Capital City.
Paul, always enjoy the visit. We'll have one more program. We'll be on the air next Friday night. You've been a very faithful caller. I always enjoy talking to you. You do a great job. And give us a buzz next Friday night. We'll talk Marshall Lady Owl basketball one more time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Always enjoy talking to you, too.
See you, Paul.